Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you, as always, by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Eric Bickle, celebrating a Commanders win. But now we're going to start to shift the conversation to Detroit. They get past the wild card round of the playoffs. Now you're in the divisional round. You'll go on the road to take on the Detroit Lions, who are a big-time favorite. I put up our Surfside poll of the day. That's right, our Junkies poll is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. Find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. The poll is this. Do you give the Commanders a good chance to beat the Lions in the divisional round of the playoffs?
What people, do you define as good? 40%?
Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on your personal definition. But,
yeah, but what do you think?
Here's what I would say a good chance is. Here's what's not a good chance. Thinking that a team's unbeatable. That's not a good chance, right?
Yeah.
So I do think it is a winnable game for the Commanders. I'm not saying it's likely, but it is a winnable game based on what I've seen from Detroit's defense the last month and a half. They've given up a lot of points. Now, the Minnesota game was an impressive performance by them.
Yep.
And they definitely deserve to be the favorite. They got this great offense. But I think if you follow the same script that you used in this game, which was dominate the time of possession, run a lot more plays than your opponent, you have a chance.
Of course.
But that's easier.
Like
that,
I mean, you got to do that, though.
Yeah, like a realistic chance. Jahmyr Gibbs is a superstar, and looks like David Montgomery could come back for the game.
He could come back.
So they have a really good 1-2 punch at running back. They've got Amon-Ra St. Brown. They've got an emerging star.
Jameson Williams. They got a nice tight end.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a signal caller.
Put it this way.
37 touchdowns.
They're just
this past
explosive.
Season.
We're going to need some good fortune.
The Commanders didn't punt yesterday, though.
Yeah.
If you have another game, I know it's unlikely. You have another game when you don't punt, I think you have a good chance to win.
Well,
so
sure.
To answer the question, I would vote, and you can vote at Chunks Radio, I would vote yes, you have a good chance to beat
but it's gonna need
the Lions.
And I'm picking us because I think there's something special about this team. They not only remind me of the 2018 Caps, they kind of remind me a little bit of the 2019 Nats. They have to play almost a perfect game, though.
I don't think
they can go out there and punt and let them just have possession after possession.
Yeah.
So they could definitely win this game, and I'm picking us, but it's going to take another masterful effort.
I know they won with 2.5 yards per carry against Tampa. I don't think that happens against Detroit. I think the running game, whether it's Jaden leading them like he has basically for the last
Robinson
month plus,
will have a better game. Yeah.
Somebody has to step to the forefront and have a better rushing game.
I don't know where Detroit ranks and against the run versus what Tampa was, but I would say now that you're in the divisional round of the playoffs, I'll give anybody a chance.
No, you have everybody has a chance.
Once you get to this.
But good. He said good chance. What do you describe as a good chance, you personally?
I think if you, like he just said, if you keep the ball, you have long sustained drives, and you win the time of possession battle, you got a really good chance. Not saying you're going to win, even if you do
I
that.
I agree.
I think if you turn the ball over at all, they're probably dead. So I'm not saying they got to play a perfect game. They got to play a similar game as last night.
They got to score something, or at least have long drives every time.
Yeah.
And then you've got to get good fortune. You know, we got to get maybe a strip sack. You know, blindside golf or something. Mm-hmm. Get maybe a tipped ball interception. You know, kind of like the Baker play. Kind of like the other Baker play where they kind of hesitated on, and that screwed up their fourth down.
But it's hard to bet against them now because they've won 13 games, and a lot of them they do the right things late, and they're catching some breaks. It's hard to say they're going to lose the game. because even though they're playing a better team in terms of total points and record and all that, it's the divisional round.
Well, I think you're an idiot to guarantee a Commanders win. I think you're an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you're also an idiot if you guarantee a Lions win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
EB, if you toss out the Vikings game, and I know you can't toss out the Vikings game. That's the last game the Lions played,
moron,
and they were excellent in that game.
I know. I've looked through these.
The week before, Purdy threw for 377 yards against them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the week before that, Caleb Williams threw for 334 yards against them.
Well, and how many? I mean, he's Josh Allen, but how many did Josh have? That
and the week before that, Josh Allen threw for 362. So that's three straight quarterbacks.
And then what about Jordan Love in the week before that?
All right, you want to go that 206.
One of their top corners, Terry and Arnold, suffered a foot injury in the game against the Vikings.
Yes.
So we don't know if he'll be 100%.
You know what I would love to
do? That defense can be had as the point, and quarterbacks, particularly in that three-game stretch, Buffalo, Chicago, and the 49ers, all threw for over 300 yards against
them. On the rushing side, in the last game, Minnesota rushed for 120 yards on 19 carries. So they were ripping off a pretty good clip against that defense.
It's a weird game. Like, Minnesota, I mean, Kevin O'Connell kept going. He was doing the Dan Quinn bit.
He was
refusing field goals and was going for it on fourth down, and they just weren't having success.
Right.
I mean, you look at that game, they were 0 for 3 on fourth downs, and I think all three times they could have kicked a field goal.
Because I think O'Connell knew that eventually the Lions were going to score.
Yeah.
He knew the Lions were going to start putting up points. So I think his mindset was, I can't settle for field goals here. Like, I've got to get 7 instead of 3.
Dan Campbell was talking to the media, the local media, about some of those injuries. He said that Arnold and guard Kevin Zeitler, they both suffered injuries in that Viking game.
Mm-hmm.
He apparently was very positive about those guys. He didn't say they're definitely back, but he was positive. David Montgomery, he was very positive, so he may be back. He's not a lock. They've got a rookie defensive player, Ennis Rakestraw, who apparently will be back. He suffered a hamstring injury, I think, a couple months ago. The guys who will not be back, Derek Barnes, linebacker, will not be back. Carlton Davis, cornerback, will not be back. Aiden Hutchinson suffered that leg injury, will not be back. So they're going to get a couple guys back, but Montgomery would be the big one.
I'm
so
terrified of Lattimore trying to cover Jamison Williams. I just think his speed is going to be a real issue.
Why would they put him on him? Why would they put him maybe on?
I think Sanders still might take Amon-Ra St. Brown because he plays a lot out of the slot. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
We were talking about injuries. The injury report.
Would you feel comfortable with Lattimore covering Amon-Ra St. Brown?
I'm not comfortable with Lattimore against anyone.
Right.
And I've been saying that for a couple weeks.
No, here's the big one is Jahmyr Gibbs. He's not just a good runner.
Right.
He catches balls.
Yeah.
He's probably caught 60 balls. He's a threat every time he touches it.
We were talking about injuries. The injury report is presented by the Centers for Advanced Orthopedics. Daron Payne suffered that finger injury against Tampa Bay last night, but returned in the second half. After the game, he posted a gruesome picture of his hand injury. Mm. Payne's finger was separated from the rest of his hand on an x-ray. His status for Saturday against the Lions unknown.
So
the
hold
Center
on. Did he
for
did
Advanced
return?
Orthopedics. Yes. More physicians, more locations, more advanced care centered around one thing. You visit cfaortho.com.
I don't
have
think
you
he
seen
returned into the game.
JP said he returned.
I don't believe so. I don't recall
I
seeing
didn't
him
see
after
him
he
either.
Went off with the injury.
I know. JP keeps saying he returned. He returned.
I'm just reading what Drab gave me.
All right.
I didn't see him. Maybe he did, but I didn't see him.
I didn't see him either.
Let me see.
He didn't look like he was going to come back.
Have you seen the Instagram photo?
No, but I mean, I could tell he dislocated it.
Was it a dislocation or a break?
I don't know.
Hey, I already saw already saw blood streaming out of Jaden Daniels' face. I don't need to see a guy's finger removed from his hand.
Right.
I can only handle so much.
Right. I gotta get
well,
props.
They're gonna need him to contain the Detroit Lions running game.
Well, yeah, they're gonna need everybody. And they're gonna need everybody. I gotta give props to Johnny Newton, who made a couple big plays.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know the guy Holmes. I don't even know that.
Yeah, he made at least one big play or two,
and you know
he's an end of the roster guy.
It was kind of the bend but don't break bit again, sort of, you know, which I hate. But again, there's something magical about this. I would love to know, and it'll never happen, but I would love to know at this point in where he is in the season, like what is Jaden's when they're grading him. On decision making,
grading Jaden.
When they're grading Jaden on his decision making, Like I feel like he's almost perfect. Now, he should have probably threw that one quicker to Bates, and he looked off him. Remember in the end zone? And mm-hmm. he ended up throwing in the dirt because he just didn't really have him. He waited too long. So that was probably not a great decision there. But
I would also say throwing to Bates is never a good decision, but that's just personal bias.
I mean, Bates was open, but then he waited too long. But I don't know, man. I feel like his decision-making has been almost flawless. His execution hasn't been flawless, but his decision-making, I feel like, has been amazing.
His QBR was an 80.
Who did he throw it to when he scrambled in the end zone to the right and he threw it back across his body? Was that to Ertz? That was a great play.
Yeah, I think it was.
That's Ertz. A play where if you don't have wheels like Jaden Daniels or Lamar Josh Allen, you can't make that play.
Yeah.
You're never going to escape the defender in the end zone and buy enough time to find a guy breaking open.
And I think he throws over the middle just enough to keep you honest. You know,
yeah.
Belichick has made a point of saying that he still doesn't throw over the middle a lot. Okay, maybe he throws more down the sideline than others. He throws a great deep ball, and he makes tight window throws.
When he threw the one over the middle across his body, I was like, no! And then the guy was wide open. I was like, okay, that's a solid play.
You understand why.
Yeah, yeah, I got it.
Well, the first
heart was in my throat.
And I think it was on third down, the third down conversion to McLaurin down the left sideline early.
Yeah.
Oh, that was what a catch.
That was it was a beautiful throw and a beautiful catch.
We didn't capitalize on it, I don't think. I don't think we came away with any points, right? Because we went for it on fourth down, I think. I don't think we capitalized on it when Terry made that amazing catch. Like that Willie Mays catch.
Yeah.
So many things happen. It's sometimes hard to remember.
I don't think we capitalized on that drive, actually.
Yeah, we didn't. That was the one where we went for it on fourth down.
Right. But it was incredible.
Yeah, you're right.
But going back to the question, all right, good. I define good as a reasonable chance, all right? If you wanted to use a different word, do they have a reasonable chance to win? I would say yes, because I don't see Detroit's defense shutting down the Commanders' offense. Now, maybe the Commanders will punt a few times, but in this game, I don't see why that can't transfer over to this. Like, they didn't even have a running game, right? And maybe you just abandon it. But I just mentioned these quarterbacks that had a lot of success against Detroit. Unless they get Hutchinson back, I'm not scared of
Hutchinson
the Detroit defense.
He's not
I know
coming.
He's
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
That's
he's
my
not
point.
Be there.
I know they picked up. Did they pick up Za'Darius Smith?
Yes.
Yeah.
They picked up Za'Darius Smith.
But I think he got banged up recently, too. I'll have to look at his injury status.
But it's not this scary defense that's going to shut your offense down. I know they did against the Vikings. Maybe that'll happen, but I don't think that's likely. So the larger challenge is, how do you stop the Lions?
I think all the pressure in the world is on Detroit. They're playing at home. They got 15 wins. This is supposed.
Totally
they're supposed to be the team of destiny.
Everyone expects them to win.
Everyone expects them to win. You know, at some
it's all gravy now with the Commanders.
At some point,
there's
I gotta
no pressure.
Believe Jared Goff's going to turn into Jared Goff.
And we should
at some point.
Well, Jared Goff's a good player.
He threw two picks in the game against the Vikings.
That's the one thing he can do. He can give you the ball.
Yeah,
but when they get the ball, they're just so explosive they can score quick.
They have great players.
You know, so they can score quick.
We've confirmed Ron Payne did play on the last drive.
Okay.
So he did come back in the game, though he suffered that gruesome injury. All right, so what do you think? Do you give them a good chance? 800-636-1067. You can vote on our poll at Junks Radio. I know early on it's only been up for a couple of minutes. It was about 50-50. That means it's a winnable game. We'll take your calls next here on a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com.